Fiona Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
The Irish Times leads with Brendan McDonagh's withdrawal as a candidate for the position of the newly created position of Housing Czar. Harry McGee reports that Fine Gael blocked his appointment at a special cabinet committee meeting yesterday. For Taoiseach the Simon Harris expressed dissatisfaction at his party being kept out of the loop. It's expected that the position will now be advertised and put out to a public recruitment process. For its lead story, the Irish Independent reports that Gardaí are expected to trawl phone records in the hunt for the killer of missing Kerry farmer Michael Gain. Crowds stood by and filmed as man died. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Examiner. Her own English reports that Gardaí in Cork City had to push people back and increase the cordon around first responders as dozens of onlookers gathered to watch and film as a man drowned in the River Lee on Wednesday evening. Although some of that footage was live streamed, Cork City Fire Brigade has pleaded with people not to publish or share any more videos or images filmed at the scene. I felt like an alien after I went on RTE. That quote from Richard Satchwell from an interview he did with Red FM in Cork in the aftermath of his wife Tina's disappearance, which was heard in court yesterday, generates the lead headline in the Irish Daily Mirror. The Irish Sun, meanwhile, runs with the line from another interview, which was also played to the jury for its lead headline. When a reporter on TV3 asked the 58-year-old if he'd killed his wife, he responded, "Never. I'd never lay a finger on her." Richard Satchwell continues to deny the charge of murder in the ongoing trial. The €3.6 million write-down on a failed IT system at RTE generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Mail. The paper reports that Director General Kevin Backhurst only found out about it when Media Minister Patrick O'Donovan wrote to RTE asking for details on projects that cost more than €500,000. A picture of James Gately, who was described by a CAB officer in a sworn affidavit to the High Court as a leading member of the Hutch organised crime gang, is carried on the front of the Irish Daily Star. He's photographed smoking a rolled-up cigarette outside the house he now lives in on Portland Row in Dublin after CAB seized his former luxury home in Coolock. The Belfast Telegraph leads with a one-year jail sentence given to 60-year-old church treasurer, accountant Ernest Reddick, who defrauded Lisburn Baptist Church out of almost £400,000 over the course of a decade. Councillors in Belfast have agreed to plan to temporarily allow large stores across the city to open for longer on Sundays. Under current laws, shops in the city are only allowed to open for 5 hours. The move will to allow for longer opening hours has been met by some resistance by unions. And finally, Esther McCarthy has a piece in today's Examiner about the Fastnet Film Festival in Skull, which takes place later this month and is now in its 18th year. Programme manager Hilary McCarthy names Dolan Gleeson, Barry Keoghan and Nicola Coughlan as some of the stars who will be there this year. McCarthy attributes the success of the festival to its laid-back atmosphere. There's no red carpet, no dress code, she says, adding that a lot of the guests bring their families and their togs, since the option to take a dip in the sea has become one of the big attractions of the festival.
A lovely splash. Thank you very much indeed, Fiona Kelly.